Are you certain her name is Chio? Mother asked. None of us realized it, but as she spoke these words, Mother was rising from the table and crossing the little room. A moment later, she slid open the door and found herself staring directly into Auntie's ear. Auntie stepped out of the way just as though nothing had happened, and I suppose Mother was content to pretend the same, for she did nothing more than look toward me and say, Chio-chan, come in here a moment. By the time I slid the door shut behind me and knelt on the tatami mats to bow, Mother had already settled herself at the table again. This is our Chio, Mother said.
The very girl I was thinking of, said Mameha. How do you do, Chio-chan? I'm happy that you look so healthy. I was just saying to Mrs. Nitta that I'd begun to worry about you, but you seem quite well.
Oh, yes, ma'am, very well, I answered.
Thank you, Chio, Mother told me. I bowed to excuse myself, but before I could rise to my feet, Mameha said,
She's really quite a lovely girl, Mrs. Nitta. I must say, at times I've thought of coming to ask your permission to make her my younger sister, but now that she's no longer in training.
Mother must have been shocked to hear this, because although she'd been on the point of taking a sip of tea, her hand stopped on its way to her mouth and remained motionless there during the time it took me to leave the room. I was nearly back to my place on the floor of the entrance hall when she finally responded.
A geisha as popular as you, Mameha-san. You could have any apprentice in Gion as your younger sister.
It's true, I'm often asked, but I haven't taken on a new younger sister in more than a year. You'd think that with this terrible depression, customers would have slowed to a trickle, but really, I've never been so busy. I suppose the rich just go right on being rich, even in a time like this.
They need their fun more than ever now, Mother said. But you were saying?
Yes, what was I saying? Well, it makes no difference. I mustn't take any more of your time. I'm pleased that Chio is quite healthy after all.
Very healthy, yes, but Mameha-san, wait a moment before you leave if you don't mind. You were saying you'd almost considered taking on Chio as your younger sister?
Well, by now she's been out of training so long, Mameha said. Anyway, I'm sure you have an excellent reason for the decision you've made, Mrs. Nitta. I won't dare second-guess you.
It's heartbreaking the choices people are forced to make in these times. I just couldn't afford her training any longer. However, if you feel she has potential, Mameha-san, I'm sure any investment you might choose to make in her future would be amply repaid.